All right. It is 4:34. Sports Radio 1310, 96.7 FM. The Ticket, live from Ticket Stock 2015 at the Irving Convention Center. Hey, ladies. Are we going to do this? The whole time?
Gordon does that too many. Drives me crazy.
It does kind of drive me crazy.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have done
right
that
now.
Too.
No. We are at the... I don't think I'm supposed to be the captain of this round table, but we have Norm. Whoa!
Hey!
Look who we have here.
First time, long time.
It's been a while. I haven't seen you in a minute. How are you?
Not good.
It's Rick Arnett from the T-Box.
I was getting to that.
Jeez, I thought you forgot his name.
No, of course
I
not.
I forgot my name.
It's Rick. And we have George Dunham. Jub.
Hey, everybody.
The man in his ass-kicking boots.
That's right.
What kind of boots are those?
Oh, yeah. Hey, Corby.
He's supposed to be
ostrich,
the captain.
I think.
Sorry, I had... Jeez. Easy, Chief.
What's the matter?
Yeah, you okay?
We were running around back there, and then Joe Lecce came and said you're captaining the round table.
I think you're supposed
sit
to be
in the far one, Bob, because
right
Junior's
now
been using this one.
Yeah.
We need to be the captain of the round table.
Okay.
You're late. You're late.
Corby Davidson Corby and Bob Stern round off the round table.
And again,
hey, Bob, how are you?
Good.
Hello.
Just want to rip people.
Oh, him again?
Come on, Bob.
Man.
Stuff.
So who's captain?
Corby.
It's me.
Hey, Rick.
Well, don't look at
hey,
me,
Bob.
Like I'm some
how
sort of
good seeing you, buddy.
Crazy leader here. I hate, you know what, it's depressing, Rick, because
uh-oh,
we see you so infrequently, and then I really see your children infrequently, and now your kid is no longer a kid, and it's weird.
Have you noticed he's grown over the years?
Yeah, I know.
That is crazy.
And now I'm that guy.
It happens.
My God, you're not nine anymore. You feel like a weirdo.
Yeah, I was talking to Mike. So Jordan was six?
No, when the Ticket started, she...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, maybe
six,
she was.
Five.
Yeah.
Matt was four. My daughter wasn't born yet. It just means we're older. That's all that means.
That is true, yeah.
That's
that
all that
does
means
correlate to that.
Yeah. In a slight, subtle way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Have we had a Saroy sighting?
Yeah, about him right here.
He played, he practiced about an hour and a half ago. I understand.
Are you sure? Are you sure practicing didn't entail napping?
No, taking ice bath or something?
He practiced, and then he went home to nap a little.
I don't even have the energy to practice it.
I believe it.
Or is
noon,
he like driving
his,
in the other direction, yes, just floored, and he's just tears streaming down his face, and he can't do it.
He's in Refugio now.
He's so excited. He's like a little kid.
All right, so when's
he's
the last
just hitting the paddle.
When's the last time a sports ticket ticket challenge actually panned out?
Oh,
when
we beat the girls
in softball.
Individual challenge, I beat Geek Carbono.
I was the manager
right
of that.
Face-offs.
Rick Arnett.
All
right.
We beat the girls. That was all like right 2.5 years ago. So it's been relatively
I'm
recent.
I'm 1-0 as manager
but other
of the
than
softball
that,
team.
Other than that, somebody had to win like the football games and the charity challenge, so that's success.
Nah. Yeah, but playing someone outside.
Yeah, we lost to the chicks.
Going back to the early days.
You
we
know
had,
what? That's Corby's fault. The basketball. That's all on Corby.
Why is it my fault?
Because you wore running
my
shoes.
Ankle and I don't want to wear
you
shoes.
Running shoes?
Because I play basketball.
And he ripped his ankle.
And
yeah.
Even going back to the early days, we played softball against the Dallas Police,
I
and we
that
had Kevin Brown.
Yep.
Kevin Elster.
Yep.
And Rafael Palmeiro
and we got
on our
smoked
team, and we still got beat.
Yep. How? How could you possibly lose?
Because every time those guys were up, they'd try to hit a home run, and they'd hit a
pop-up.
300-foot pop-up, yeah.
I'm sure it didn't help their real baseball swings either.
That's our legacy.
No, probably not. I think it made Rafi start doing steroids.
Oh, dear. Oh. Boom.
Mm. Hey, so how old is young Matt?
25.
25.
Matt is quite a sports enthusiast, isn't he?
Yeah, big hockey. You know, you guys have something in common. Big hockey, big soccer. Loves them both.
Is he local?
He just moved to Austin. He's here around here somewhere.
Is he?
Uh-huh. He's back there.
Amazing.
Hey, Bobby.
He's a presence on Twitter, at least on my Twitter. And it's interesting when the kids do grow up.
Right.
And when the puppies grow teeth on Twitter. he's a very respectful young man. That little Coop's son on Twitter, man, he wants to drop the gloves at every opportunity.
So like his old man.
Yeah, the apple doesn't fall
too far. Jeez, what are you talking about,
like,
Rob?
Chill out, man.
You want to go?
We can have a nice discussion and keep our gloves on.
You notice how Coop, though, in any argument he gets, it's blood. He's after blood.
Is that right?
Oh,
yeah,
hold
it
on.
Is.
No, is that right?
No, yes, it still is.
Hey, so I have a little insight. So Craig Rosengarten was supposed to be here. He went to go see his kid play lacrosse.
I'm right here.
Get this. So he and his kid joined this ping pong club.
Sorry. We call it table tennis now.
Whatever.
We're getting
table
haughty tennis. About it now.
Whatever. Okay, so there's a club, I think, in Carrollton. And Rick Carlisle was a member there.
Really?
So the inside scoop on him is he's a human volley. That's all he does. It's like hitting a wall. Everything comes back.
And he's what, 6'6", 6'5", or something like that,
yeah.
Probably? So, yeah.
He's like a praying mantis.
Sure, he's going to get killed.
Yeah.
I'm sure those ladies love those ping pong club dudes.
Pretty much in the ping pong chicks.
Okay, can you... the thing is...
inside info.
Rick and I were talking off air about this. So everybody's got their escape, release, whether it's golf or, you know, whatever it may be.
Pot.
Weed and golf.
Bob's is pot.
For some. Have you ever known anyone, a grown man, to be obsessed over ping pong?
No.
Not in this country.
It's a garage sport.
It's a college...
It's a joke sport.
It's a college garage sport. You're right.
You know what ping pong is in this country? You buy one, and it sits in the corner of your garage for the rest of time.
You play 4 times a year.
Maybe.
I disagree.
Well, no. Once you first get it, you're going to play like...
I'm all excited
about it. Like a son of a gun, but it's going to wear off like everything else.
No, like you fold it up and you put it in the corner.
No, it gets used more than that.
I was going to say, though, that is true when my wife wanted us to acquire a table tennis table.
Of course.
She said, let's go buy one, and I just could not allow it because there are... on any given street, there are at least 3 in a garage that haven't been touched for a year, right?
Yep.
So you just have to figure out how to do someone a favor, and that's what it is. They would almost thank you to take it.
Could you move this out, please? Yeah.
And a good P1 had that exact situation and said, just come and get it. I just take it off our hands. But they're everywhere. And they follow the same life cycle, I'm sure, where you get it, you're all excited, the kids are of a certain age. Then they lose interest, then you lose interest, then they're in the garage, and there's towels hanging over it or something.
No, that's some of the greatest battles I ever had as a kid. What we would typically do is...
That's beer pong.
No, I mean, like, little kid, we would play incessantly, I mean, till dark, and my parents were like, go to bed.
Kids don't do that anymore.
How does beer pong work?
I've never played it.
You just got to bounce it into the cup.
Yeah, you bounce it.
So you're not actually doing anything... around table tennis.
No, no paddle,
it's a ball.
You can use a ping pong table. They have beer pong tables now, but yeah, it's...
And see, I don't like mixing up my ping pong with bits. My pong is a little more
the
serious.
The game is so boring, you have to
do
bits.
No, it's not. It's stunningly exciting.
How many people on the panel have a ping pong, a table tennis table in their garage?
Well, in the living room.
Mine's in the...
Whoa.
Mine's in the backyard. We have an outdoor one.
Slow down.
Whoa.
Plated with gold.
You guys can come over and play sometime, man.
Outdoor one.
Yep.
Lights.
Up, I had a
spot. Lights. No, it's just one that you can keep outside, and in the summertime we use it all the time.
Is that the one with the waterfall right next to it?
No, I don't have a waterfall. Stinking water. No, it's just a...
Right when you get within 4 feet of it, it's like...
But it does spend a lot of time folded up like it's on an aircraft carrier,
like
though.
Doesn't it rise out of the pool so you can stand in the pool while you're playing it?
All right, did any of you guys, when you acquired your ping pong table, did you build it yourself?
No.
No.
Olympic grade only.
Not only...
Way too many parts.
Oh, my God. Because it was like the table's, a couple $100, and then setting it up, the people would have set it up for another $100.
Oh, no, it came with the dreaded some assembly required.
All assembly required. And so I was like, I can do this. And so I spent, we got it for Christmas. Santa brought it. And then Santa's such an a-hole that he wouldn't put it together. So I spent like the next full day by myself. And then I got neighbors involved. I'm calling my buddies like, I have to lift this thing up. And
I'm going to set the over-under at 6.
Of what?
Leftover parts.
More than that.
Now, how long did it take for you to put it together?
All day.
Yep.
From 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., my neighbors hated me so much. Two guys
That's
that came
the
over.
Worst.
Oh, it's a beating.
You got smoke afterwards?
During?
Yeah, during. Smoke.
Hence the leftover parts.
But it works.
Hence the 12 hours.
And it's and right. it works. And
but still, it works.
How often do you play?
It depends on the season. Because if it's cold, you're not playing because it's outside. We're not wealthy enough to have ours indoors.
It's a fold-out table. You can do it.
With all the space you have in your mansion.
It doesn't require a mansion.
Why don't we have some undercards before they play? Why don't we have some warm-up games?
I agree. These cats are going to have to move here pretty soon.
I never play.
It's next to Bob's indoor golf course.
My indoor driving range.
Yeah, you know what? The table tennis table is next to the indoor racetrack.
And then the water slide that goes outside.
And I haven't known anybody
play while you go down.
That overstates how great they are at table tennis, too. Everybody's awesome.
Everybody's good.
I'm good.
If it wasn't Saroy, I'd be up there.
I'm terrible.
I'm horrible. It's my wife routinely.
Okay, Bob and I'd be a good first round match. Let's play doubles.
Just take the net out.
No, doubles table tennis is stupid.
That's another rip.
Do you play the game like, I think we played it in junior high where there's like 20 people and
hide and go
and
get
you
it.
Hit it and you keep going around.
Oh, you
around
circle around.
Until
oh,
someone,
not that game.
If you lose, you're eliminated.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, it might be gay. But it's what, like bump in basketball. It's you just get down
rotate
to a few people. Yeah.
That's another whip thing about
then
ping
when there's
pong
only three people, it's crazy because you're
when,
just running around.
You get things like sag net.
Yep.
You know, because you can't keep it
like when the table gets older.
So Carlisle, according to Saroy, whenever they
Coach
warmed
Carlisle
up.
Very particular,
Coach,
right?
He got down on like one knee and was measuring the net.
Well, yeah. He's
six
special
inches.
Yeah.
God. And then he's like, you know, got a measuring tape outside the boundary to see how much room he has. And dude, it's going to be crazy. I want to see him backed up like
20 feet.
Yes.
It's going to be
like Forrest Gump.
It's going to be 21-4.
Well, they're playing
to
11. That's another thing that I hate is these newfangled ping pong rules.
Playing to 11.
Ping pong is 21.
No,
not
it's
11.
Not. Well, no, it's not.
It is,
it is
21.
Two. Growing up,
that's
it was 21.
Growing up, it was 21, and you could also do illegal serves and all sorts of things, but once you acquire the ping pong table, then you have to play by the table
sports
tennis
bully.
I don't.
Sports bully.
If you come to my house, it's 21 or bust. We don't play to 11.
And then do you serve five times?
Yeah. Five
no,
and five.
No, it's every two. You have to
that's
go back
stupid
and
play.
Every two?
It's
that is stupid. The rule.
You can't build momentum. You would. In my house, we have five bases when we play baseball.
Okay.
No, there's a there's
that's
rules.
Baseball.
Oh,
that's what do you call the fifth one?
I'm not sure that's a whip.
For your indoor
my indoor, my indoor baseball diamond.
So what's the new skunk rules? Is 7 or 11?
That's the thing. Yeah, we're skunking
now. Oh, I don't know.
Now.
Ask Bob. He'll know.
It's, you know how it's not Bob. It's the Olympics.
Like Bob's rules of table tennis.
The best 2 points ever is when you're up 5-0 and you're looking at your opponent like, you got what's up, man? Because two more points and you're skunked.
Skunk,
right.
Skunk.
And
so
now
it is
what's
7.
A skunk?
All right.
Is that right, Bob?
It's the Olympics. Obviously. It's not my
do
rules.
Do they have skunks in Olympics?
No.
I'm getting fired
hey,
up.
Bob's going to qualify for the Olympics, everybody. If he just follows the rules, he can go to the Olympics. That's great, Bob.
Jeez. Where's this Carlisle son of a bitch? I'm going to kick his
whoa
ass.
Don't chase him off.
Whoa.
Battle of the Paddle at 6 o'clock right here.
Right, he was driving in. Oop, bye.
Thanks for listening. And you have no idea what we're talking about. Rick Carlisle, the coach of the Mavericks, is going to play Mike Saroy
okay
in the Battle of the Paddle.
You guys better root for Saroy, the massive underdog in all this.
All right, so over under.
And he's sick.
I mean, Saroy brought a title. Oh, wait a minute.
Okay, over under. How many paddles does Carlisle take out of his bag?
I bet you he's humble.
Three.
I bet you he's humble and he has two. But if he was going to his ping pong church or whatever it is.
Church. Tennis service.
Then that guy, he's got 30
does
paddles.
Does he have one?
Like a tennis player, like when you're looking at the 30 rackets you
got. Different
does he have one like a
Mavs
pool
logo
cue that he has to put together?
Yeah, the Balbushka.
Like the
he's like screwing it in. I would break you. In. Like he's just staring at you.
You think he has a couple of illegal ones that he switches to if he's having a tough
like
time?
Like he put a match really under
exactly
it or something,
right.
Made it harder.
He's got a little buzzer in it or something.
The exploding ping pong ball.
They're kicking us out of here.
With the kabuki dust.
Gotta go.
He's a pro.
Where are we going?
Huh?
Joe Lecce wants you to break, Corby.
Okay, it's 4:48.
I agree with Joe.
Time to
on
go
the ticket.
To break because it's